Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Group 1 racing at Flemington on Saturday, the Maccabi Diva. Warren Huntley was there for track work this morning. Morning, Warren.
Morning, Andrew.
You had three or four jump out on the course proper?
Yeah, there's gallops on the course proper, no barriers, so not specifically a jump out, but restriction on access to the course proper is for horses running in Group 1 races at this stage. There's a few variations as we get deeper into the spring, but with the Maccabi Diva Stakes being the Group 1, Knight's Watch worked with his Chris Waller trained stablemate, or worked behind him, really, is probably a better description. There was probably four or five lengths between them for the gallop over 1,000 metres, but I got Knight's Watch coming home his last 400 in 23.13. He looked nice and keen and bright, and he'd be fitter with a recent run under his belt. So he worked nicely, the Chris Waller trained stablemate. Danny O'Brien sent Iconoclasm out with Bow and Declare, and at the end of that jump out, gallop, my apologies, I'm getting my jump outs and gallops confused now, went 1,200 metres and home in 23.5, his last 400 metres, Iconoclasm, who had the better of Bow and Declare. But for me, the star worker, and he's such a good old horse, is Hartnell. Worked on his own over 1,400 metres and watched it with Reggie Fleming, the foreman for James Cummings down here, and got him round about 23. I had him a touch under 23 for his last 400. Reggie had him a touch over. I got 22.90 for his last 400 after covering 1,400 metres in 135.33. It was just terrific work from the old horse, and he just got stronger and stronger as he galloped up the straight.
Yeah, that's good news heading towards the Maccabi Diva. Santa and Elaine, is that horse still in Melbourne?
He is. He was there at a gallop on the steeplegrass this morning before I headed up to the grandstand to watch the course proper gallops. He galloped over 800 metres. Gee, he was sharp, Andrew. I love Santa and Elaine. And he ran about 23.25, 23.31 for his last 400 metres around the steeplegrass. They were out wide on the track. Sounded like there was a little bit of give in the steeplegrass track, probably a bit more than in the course proper, but was terrific work from Santa Ana Lane, and actually followed by a younger stablemate in Lakes Folly, who worked very nicely, just a touch slower than Santa Ana Lane. But he's had two trials down here, Andrew. I know there's plenty happening with trials this morning to do with the Everest, etc., but Santa Ana Lane looks to be going as good, if not better than ever, to me.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Just because we haven't seen him and we're seeing horses run in Sydney now, he's still the favourite and has been the favourite ever since the all-in market, or the pre-nom market. My apologies there, I'll get that right. The pre-nom market open for the Everest has always been favourite at around $5. Parada's at $6, Osborne Bulls at $7, Red Zell at $7, Classique Legend at $8. All of those are going to be clashing at this stage in Saturday week shorts, and then you get the likes of Arcadia Queen in the mix as a slot going forward towards the Everest. What a race that race is going to be, the shorts. Warren, you helped us with Fattenar. Listening to you this morning, it's Hartnell.
It is, but I think with the quality of that race and how I still think he's going well, but I think tab.com.au fixed odds, he's in excess of $2 the place. Hartnell might even be close to $3. So, conservative suggestion this week, Andrew, we're back Hartnell the place in the Maccabi Diva Stakes.
Okay, just getting that all-in market open on my little app here now. Where is it? Maccabi Diva. Hartnell at the moment is $11 and $3 the place, so not a bad call there for Hartnell followers. Good on you, Warren. We'll hear from you right through the week and a little bit later this morning.
Pleasure, Andrew.